guys, it's me, Lucas, here on Last Corner of the Arcade. It's going to be a little bit of a different episode today since Catherine and Matt are preoccupied with a few other things. So today, we won't actually be talking about an awful video game. We're going to be talking about something that Kevin and I have been playing pretty much every weekend for the past month or so. It's not really a video game. It's actually a mod.
It is a video game.
Well, it'll be a video game eventually. It'll be.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So, what's going on? Oh, sorry, I forgot to introduce you, Kevin. This is Kevin. He's a good friend of mine. He plays lots of video games. So he...
Too many.
Yeah. Yeah, you and your Dota. Anyway, he's going to help me out with this episode. So, yeah. So say hi, Kevin.
Help, I'm going to carry this episode.
So, Kevin, do you want to talk about, give a little synopsis as to what this mod is?
Yeah, sure. DayZ is a mod that it's been around for a few months. It's a mod of Arma 2 that's probably been really... You've probably heard of it. Most people have. It's probably one of the most popular mods out there right now.
Probably more popular than the game.
I think Arma 2 was selling like crazy pretty much solely due to this mod who was created by a creator who actually was a developer for Arma 2, and he took those skills and put it towards a mod, and it's been pretty successful so far despite being very rough and still in basically pre-alpha. So it's pretty much the deal of it.
So just seen here on their wiki, it's made by a guy named Dean Hall.
Yep.
With the nickname Rocket.
Yeah, he's been doing a whole bunch of interviews and stuff. He's eventually going to release it as a standalone. I believe before Christmas, he said. His original date was like September or something like that, but I don't think he's going to meet that. But it is a first-person shooter mod with zombies, which is pretty standard.
You can go into third person if you want.
True, it does go into third person. It's definitely like a realistic mod more so than anything else. It's based on a realistic shooter, so it definitely makes it different than most of the other zombie games out there. The other ones where you're just running around gunning down zombies, continuously, is nothing like that. This game's about patience. It's definitely not something that you just dive into and it's nonstop action. This is definitely a game that it's very paced and slow, and
I think
that's also helps make the atmosphere of the game.
It's like the polar opposite of like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
Like that one's like you want to be running as fast as you can with like a whole bunch of people helping each other out, getting going.
Yeah.
But this game is like you want to like take your time. The map is open world instead of linear, and being around other people sometimes gets you killed.
Sometimes, almost every time.
Yeah. I mean, like, if
you're around someone else, more often than not, one of you is going to leave dead. Like, that's just how it works.
If you're playing with friends, you'll be fine, but the thing is, in this, if, like, you run, so, like, it's like this enormous map that can actually take you hours to run across, and you always start on the coast, and there's these two major cities that you want to go into to scavenge for goodies, like your guns and your medicine and
food and water.
Food, yeah, because if you don't do that, you can die from not having that. and you only start with like a bandage and painkillers.
Flashlight.
So, oh yeah, and a flashlight. And what happens more often than not is you get into a city, you're like, oh yeah, I've got all my stuff, I got a pistol, and then some person who managed to find, like, a rifle shoots you as you run out of the building or something.
Yeah, and because it's a realistic shooter, one shot, and often you're down or you're dead. So it's a lot of who sees who first, who's, waiting in the right spot, who heard, footsteps first. It's that type of thing. But it's definitely more of, like, a survival game than anything else. I mean, it is a zombie game, but it's all about survival. You're going to run out of food, you're going to run out of water, you're going to run out of ammo. Everything's in scarcity, and on a server there'll be a max of 40 people, and those 40 people are fighting over those resources.
Yeah, and then you have to cope with the fact that there are hundreds of zombies across this map.
Yeah,
which are a pain in the ass. You have to like basically run through a building or a forest to get rid of them.
Yeah, the mechanism of the zombies basically is if you're outside, they're going to be sprinting at you full speed. You can avoid them by softening your noise levels or reducing your visibility of yourself just by going prone or crouch or whatever.
Yeah, crawling on the ground.
Trying to avoid them as best. And it works pretty well. I really like the system of, if you're prone and crawling around, you're moving really slow, but you're not going to attract a lot of attention. Whereas if you're up and sprinting, you know, if you're running on blacktop, everyone around you can hear you, especially zombies. And I like that mechanic a lot. And the way the AI kind of works is when they're chasing you outside, it's impossible to get a headshot. The way it currently works is if you don't get a headshot, you're at least with a pistol, if you don't get a headshot, you're probably not going to kill them. So the only way to kill zombies is to find an open building, get inside of it. And when you're inside of it, the, I guess, rules of the game are the zombie can't run inside. He can only walk, which definitely kind of, you know, that's your home turf, getting inside.
Yeah. So you and I, Kevin, are on our, like, longest playthrough together.
Yep. We haven't died yet.
Nope. Most of the time we're playing at night. We'll get into a server that's kind of like a little ahead of our own time, because it the day-night clock matches wherever the server is.
Yep.
And we usually start off at like sundown, and then we get into like midnight territory. And it's like we usually play through twilight. Yeah, we're usually playing through twilight. And right now we're trying to make it to a city we've never been to. Our biggest goal right now is to find a car, because we've pretty much met out all our other goals, which was to not die.
get enough food, get enough water, get enough med supplies. Found all the standard stuff for you to survive for a long time. We're pretty set for a while.
Yeah, we got all the medicine and everything.
The goal now is to find like high level weapons. I want to find a sniper, maybe some night vision goggles.
I found one once.
Yeah. I mean, they're so rare. Everyone else has one but me. And then our main end goal is a car. Like, a beautiful, shiny car. We haven't found one yet. We looked all over. We played this weekend for probably, like, what, 6-7 hours? We didn't find a single car. It was brutal.
We found a factory that had been barbed wired off by somebody else so that nobody else can get inside. And we're like, oh, man, what's in there? So we sprinted to the nearest city trying to find a toolbox to cut it. And now...
Yeah, it's definitely tough, especially when, like, we find this one industrial complex, and, you know, I mean, the map's huge, but there's certain spots that they have stuff. They're, like, guaranteed to have stuff. This is one of them, and, of course, some jerk comes along and barricades it.
Even the broken pieces in the wall we can crawl under, they're like, oh, I gotta block that, too.
Yeah. Every nook and crank.
through the grenade trying to see if it would work, and it all it probably did was tell some people in the nearby that.
Yeah, a lot of this game is about where other people think you are, how loud you are. They'll usually hide up on a hill with a sniper and look down on you.
Yeah, we had some close calls. We were at the army base, and then we just hear like gunshots, and it's like this enormous airfield full of like tons of like army zombies, and we just hear these gunshots, and they just keep coming closer. So we try to hide out. In the woods on the edge, and it took a while, but they did. When you were trying to look around the building, they came running around you,
yeah.
Followed by like 20 zombies.
It was crazy. I was looking to find this entrance to this building, so I come around the side of the building and I'm looking at it. I'm like, there's no entrance here. How do I even get in here? Turns out you really can't get in that building. So I started, you know, sprinting back towards the woods real quick, and a second later, I mean, it was as close as it could be. Not only do you see this one guy running, but 10 steps behind him, there's just a huge horde of, like, 20 zombies. And you just kind of see them both running around, and we're just, like, looking, like, do we want to kill these guys? I don't know if I want to shoot, because if you shoot, of course, you attract the zombies.
Yeah.
So it's the choice of, do we want to try to... Because they already scavenged a lot of the area we're looking for, so we know they probably have some decent equipment on them. They're not going to be underarmed, and if we kill them, we get all their stuff. I mean, that saves us time for scavenging the whole airfield. But on the other hand, can we kill them and the, you know, 20 zombies that are chasing behind them? And in that case, we chose, you know, not to engage. So it's a lot of hide-and-seek.
Yeah. And then our second encounter was in this large, spread out place, and we're going door to door trying to find some stuff, and then we just spot like somebody run by, and we're like, whoa, hold on, get down. And then it turns out like there was like some other guy, but I guess they weren't together, because we ended up sprinting to the woods just to like kind of hide out, and then while we're in there, the guy we crouch down, and then the guy just runs in into the woods. And I shot him.
We start screaming, friendly, friendly. We're trying to say, you know, like, if In that game, if someone says, I'm friendly back, usually, you know, let him be. But I'm, like, screaming, like, are you friendly? You friendly? And he's just, like, he says nothing. And so Lucas opens fire after that. I do, too. We dropped this guy. I mean, of course, he didn't have a gun or anything on him.
Yeah, this, I was like, oh, man, but, I just killed a new guy. Like, this guy must have just spawned and ran north without getting anything. He must have just started this game.
He had, like, tin cans.
No, he had no idea what he was
shotgun
doing.
Shotgun shells with no gun. It's like, you know, he didn't know what he was doing, but I was worried that he was, like, you know, motioning to his friend, like, hey, they're over here. But apparently that guy, because the other guy did have a gun who ran into that town, and he must have heard. The problem with shooting zombies in that game, not only do you attract other zombies, but worse, you attract other people. So often, even though you're being chased by zombies, it might seem like, oh, it's an easy headshot here. It's like, well, do you really want to take that headshot? Do you want to risk alerting anybody within, you know, a 200 meter radius where exactly you are, because they'll hear it clear across town, and some people run away and a lot of people run towards you trying to kill you. So
yeah, especially
it's like give and take.
Anyway,
so I'm the prime feature this week.
You're the prime feature.
Yep.
Yeah,
you brought in the third string.
Well, you know, we what was it? What am I trying to say? No U-Turns goes up tomorrow. It's not the only show this week. That's every week.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, maybe if this was like my job and I could do a show, you know, do what I do at work, but spend all those hours making shows, then, you know, I could put out this a lot faster, but
yep.
Not yet.
And then once you become super successful, making millions of dollars, I can just show up for a week, act like a big shot, and just do one show a week for the rest of my life, right?
Yeah, you're right.
In fact, I could be the third string guy, so you only need me, you know, every once a month, and then just give me a full salary.
Yeah, I
think that's a good trade-off.
Oh, I just remember the...
So about this game.
So, I remember there was, like, one other successful moment we had. It only lasted one day, though. But it was kind of like a bizarre experience, because first of, like, Kevin's like in the city, and then I have to run to it, and then I make it there and I get to like a church. Like a lot of the big cities have like a church in them, and I go inside and find some stuff, and there's some things in there. I think there was actually like some barbed wire thing somebody tried putting in there, but I got around it anyway. And scavenging around, and then Kevin's like, oh yeah, I'm coming. It's just wait there, I'll come visit you. So I'm like just kind of standing at the altar in front of the pulpit, just kind of waiting for Kevin, so he'll just kind of see me stand there and be like, yeah, hey, Kevin. And, but then the door opens, in comes like three dudes that aren't Kevin, and
yeah, I walk
followed
over
by,
and I see them running in.
Followed by like 10 zombies. 10 zombies, and I'm like, I stop there for a moment, and I'm like, what is going on? And they
open fire.
They start shooting at me. And I don't know how I made it out. I got shot like a few times, and I just sprinted out of that. I think maybe I hit somebody once with like a club. I mean, with an axe that I had. And I was, yeah. Like, I ran up to him, smacked him, and then ran. And then I hid behind a building, and then Kevin comes around the building. He's like, "What the heck was all that about?" I'm just like, "Oh, what's all these guys?" And I blended in with them.
Yeah, they all ran in. Them three, and they all were so focused on him that I just walked in with them. And so it was them three and me, and they start shooting at Lucas, and Lucas is running away. I'm just following closely in their group, in their pack, like, so I'm running at Lucas. And then all of a sudden, one of them turns around, and I could see, like, it clicking, like, one, two, three, wait, it's one too many. So you can tell he starts looking at me because I have no gun. I'm just standing next to him. If I had an axe, I would have been able to help. And so he starts shooting at me. They focus me instead of Lucas. We both managed to get out of there. I mean, we're both bleeding and whatnot. So we head across the street, and we look for weapons in the, you know, grocery store across the way. And I find a pistol. I know Lucas ended up armed with some a pistol with some ammo.
Yeah.
And so we come back out for retaliation, and so we come across the corner, we're like leaning, we're being really careful, trying to see him inside the church, and they start filing out, and so of course we open fire. And I think we managed to, I think me or Lucas got hit, and I ended up killing one of them. I mean, it's just...
You got, yeah, we got one, you're just like, okay, got one, and then we're like, let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, there's, I mean... I had enough ammo for one clip, and I managed to kill one, and that was a success. To get back at him for opening fire first. That's just the game. Like, all that, they could have said, you know, hey, we're friendly. They didn't really have to shoot. We didn't really have anything on us yet, you know. But in that game, it always comes down to...
It's like they knew I was in that
if
church.
If they find a pistol, will they come back and kill me?
I know.
That makes it tough.
So then we ran north, and we found a city, and there's some tents, and we finally pick up some sweet gear, and then... Somebody kills Kevin. Ping! What was that? It's like, I'm dead! And I hide in a tent, and then I just hear gunfire all the time, and I think he's trying to pick me off through, like, the window, and I think he just walked up, looked inside, and shot me. I was like, oh, man, that was, like, our most successful attempt yet.
But yeah, we figured out most of it now. Like, before it used to take us, what, like, 2-3 hours
because we had
to
no
just
idea.
Get to the city, get guns, get food, get water, and leave. And now it's just... We do it in, like, 20 minutes. It's kind of cool.
Anna still has a problem, though.
Anna does. He cannot get in the city and get it. Because the way that, since you all spawn on the coast, me and Lucas went up north already, we're, like, out of that section of the game, kind of. And we have a third friend, and that third friend, for, like, the last few times we played, we keep trying to get him to play, but every time he does, he gets to the city, he'll, like, find some of his equipment, and then he'll get killed in the city, because everybody looks for stuff there.
Yeah, it was, so. Was it Saturday night we were playing for like a long time, and then like he comes in to join us, and we kept telling him where we are, and then he just every 20 minutes is like, I got killed.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely makes it tough.
Yeah, Kevin, it does make it tough. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. I remember it was when I first started playing, it was like impossible to figure out where I was because I didn't know the lay of the land. I was like, I don't know what city I'm in.
I remember the first day we had to learn how important lighthouses are.
Yeah, if you know which lighthouse you're in, you're like, okay, I know what city I'm near. There's like 4 of them.
Yeah. Pretty much go east unless you're at this one section, and then go west.
Yeah. I remember one time I spawned, the very first time we played, I spawned on like this island.
In the water?
Yeah, I was like, where am I? And then I look out and it's like, I could look walking around, I was like, I'm on an island, how'd I get here? And then you came, I could see you, and there's this town across from it, and I could see you. Just sprinting with these zombies chasing you, and you're like, you tried swimming out to me, but a zombie chased you into the water and was going after you.
I wasn't sure if they could swim.
They can, although they seem to stop like halfway through, like they lose you or something. But.
Yeah, and then there's always the case of when zombies are essentially like, they've become so many that you just can't do anything early game because you spawn with no gun, no axe, no nothing. You just have to run.
Yeah, we thought those guys that we came across the airstrip, we thought maybe died because, like, we were kind of standing at one end of the airfield with, like, our binoculars looking down and seeing, like, this huge swarm of zombies just having an orgy or something, and and then just the gunfire stops and the zombies just kind of start walking away, and we're like, did they die?
They must have run out of ammo.
They were shooting a lot of...
Because it was one of those buildings with one entrance. There's only one entrance, so once you're out of ammo and there's more zombies than you have bullets for,
I mean,
you're dead.
You and I haven't come across a situation like that yet. I mean,
well, we have so much ammo, it's disgusting. Like, I could kill hundreds of zombies right now with the arsenal.
It sounded like they had a lot of ammo too, but for some reason they just didn't know how to get rid of those zombies. It was...
Yeah.
It was like they wanted the stuff in that base so much that they didn't want to run into the woods to get rid of him.
Yeah. Game can be brutal, dude. And the one thing about DayZ, which we haven't actually touched on yet, is when you die, no matter how far you are in the game, you lose everything. Everything's gone. You start with nothing. So, like, if today all of a sudden a random bullet comes out of nowhere and pings Lucas in the back of the head, he's back at square one with no equipment.
Unless Kevin can kill that guy and I can run north and get my crap.
Yeah, but where we're at now, you'd probably die of dehydration before you got there. But yeah, it's that kind of game where, like, you can't get attached to your equipment or where you are because once you're dead, you're dead. That's it. You go back to the beginning, start over. Too bad. No one cares. Somebody else takes your stuff and is better for it.
There's a great video, though, that you showed me where it's at night and this guy's playing. He's pretty new to the game. And then this bus pulls into town, and he's like, "Hey, we got a civilization in the north of the map. You know, we got equipment and supplies. You know, you want to recruit?" And like, this guy's like, "Okay," and they tell him to drop his weapons, and him and another dude, unarmed, with these armed guys, get in the bus, and then just drive north for like an hour. And they get to a camp. And there's like fire pits and stuff. And then they're just like, oh yeah, just go in there with the tent and get something out of the tent. And then they surround the there's like this barbed wire pit that they're in now. And then they all surround it. And then they were just like, okay, whoever survives gets to keep the stuff. And it was immediately, it was just like, they would just set up, they managed to trick these guys into a gladiator fight, and it was pretty funny. And this one guy just, the guy who was recording was just like, screw this, and just, without hesitating, got an axe and just chopped the guy to death.
Because, like, the other guy was trying to equip it, and he couldn't get it out in time, so it just gets an axe to the back of the head. Thunk!
So it gets pretty creative. I kind of want to just, I just keep having this dream of us finding a helicopter, getting in it, and just harassing everybody.
But then, sunset.
Yeah. But my fear, though, is that, like, you know, we get in it, and whoever decides to drive will have no idea how to fly this thing, and we die.
Oh, don't worry. I looked up a guide on how to change it to battlefield controls, which I'm well practiced at.
Yeah, we do okay with. Oh, man, it's been a while since we played that.
So good one.
Yeah.
You could always go back.
Could always go back, yeah. Maybe someday.
Or I could suck you into Dota.
No, I don't think that's a game for me.
That's not a game for me.
It's just that's one that I would have to dedicate a lot of time to, and I just no.
But it's free, Lucas. It's free.
I know it's free, Kevin.
It's free.
And like I never got submerged in the StarCraft like you wanted me to.
No, you are a disappointment. How can you like Command and Conquer but not like StarCraft?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just you ended up becoming Dota Man, and
that was about the time. Yeah, I switched over.
Yeah, first you were like playing Skyrim all the time.
No, I never got into Skyrim. I only played like 40 hours of it. Really, not that much.
Really, I remember like for like 2 weeks, you guys were on Skyrim all the time.
No, I'm pretty sure everybody, including like every one of my friends, played it way more than I did. I did not play it that much, but I played lots of Battlefield for a long time.
Yeah, you guys got the game like 2 weeks before me, so it was like you guys were playing, and then by the time I got it, I only had like 1 week of overlap before you guys went on to something else. It's like, you assholes.
That's the problem. I don't mean to do that. It's just, it's like, I don't know, like, all of a sudden I'll just have like a kick of this game. It doesn't matter what it is, but I always have this kick, and I'm on it for a really long time. And like, StarCraft, I was on that kick, the most recent one, was like 4 months. I was playing it solid every day for hours. Because I was, like, trying really hard to, you know, really get up there because I was getting really good at it, and I really enjoyed learning about that game. But then, like, once you got it, I probably only played it for, like, 3-4 more weeks after that, and then stopped.
Thanks. See how it is? You play a game, then rope me into buying it, and then say, see ya!
Well, see, what you gotta do is, if you start playing it a lot, and you're like, hey, play this, then I'll play it. That's how it works, but you never do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm you doing never that. Initiate.
Well, this game I am.
True. Well, actually, no, true. But I still, I play it still during the week a little bit more than you sometimes.
Dota? Lately, not Dota, DayZ.
Yeah, lately I haven't.
I don't have time.
We're on the same life, so I can't, like, do that.
It's like, I only have, like, Fridays and Saturdays to do it.
Yeah. See, that's a main problem. Like, you, when you have time to play games, is only on the weekends. But then, like, I have time during the week to play, so I want to play, like... Like, I'll often get something out of my system during the week, and then on the weekend I'll want to play something else. You know, vice versa.
Well, then maybe play a game that I don't play during the week.
That's what I've been doing with DayZ.
So, Kevin, what do you rate this mod? Out of 5?
This is hard to say, just because it's so new, it just came out. Personally, the interface is really unintuitive.
Oh, yeah.
The AI needs a lot of work. I think the map also needs quite a bit of work, just with the buildings. A lot of them aren't accessible. The sound and the atmosphere are really what make people come back to this game. That's like the solid reason to play this. If you want to feel creeped out, if you want to feel, you know, alone, it sounds weird, but I mean, it's a survival zombie game. It really conveys that atmosphere really well. And that's kind of what it does. So I guess out of 5, I'd give it maybe like a 4 out of 5. I see its potential, which is why I would give it that. I can see what it can become. And currently it's not quite there yet, but you can definitely see it coming together. And I'm hoping that when he releases a full standalone, all the glitches and the issues and the interface and all this other stuff that, you know, kind of brings it down, but they're simple things. They aren't like high level things to fix. Hopefully those will get all, you know, tweaked and worked out, and it'll all come together to make a, you know, a really, really solid game that's essentially come from just a mod.
I concur. 4 dead zombies out of 5. Well, thanks, Kevin.
Yep,
four
headshots out of 5.
Yeah, that's yours. 4 headshots. Mine's, yeah.
Yep. You just hit the body and the foot.
Thanks. Well, thanks, Kevin, for being my emergency guest.
Emergency? See, I can't be regular. I'm not good enough.
Well, this one was kind of an emergency. It was kind of last minute. But you, I would certainly like to have you on again. So I meant to have you on an episode of No U-Turns. Maybe that'll happen someday, since you watch a lot of movies also.
Yep. I play more games, and I watch more movies. That's what I do.
Yeah. So if any of you... All right. You can find this and more podcasts at psychojellyfish.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/psychojellyfish, and we're also on Twitter at Jellycast. And we can be found on the iTunes store. Just look up Last Corner of the Arcade. So thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been Lucas Wilson.
Wait, you're not on MySpace?
No. We tried, but then...
Wait, you're not on YouTube?
Oh, we will someday. Someday.
Someday. Not yet.
Yeah. Just need somebody to do that.
Not on G+?
No.
Google Plus?
No.
What? No?
No.
Not investing in that?
Not yet.
Gotta branch out.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're not on PornoTube?
No, shut up.
You gotta get on everything. Okay.
This has been Lucas Wilson and Kevin Wixwatt. Have a nice day.